And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
Like all caring and thinking people, Abby Lublin of Carolina Jews for Justice is worried about spikes in anti-Semitism these days. What's more, she's all for practical solutions like adequately funding the Federal Office of Civil Rights so that it has enough staff to investigate and prosecute hate crimes. One thing Lublin is definitely not for, however, is a new bill in Raleigh by House Speaker Tim Moore to codify a flawed definition of anti-Semitism in state law, one developed for a museum that even its authors say is for promoting discussion and not enshrinement in state statute books. Moore calls his bill the Shalom Act, but it has nothing to do with peace and everything to do with political posturing and stifling free speech. The bottom line, as Speaker Moore, a lawyer, knows, criticizing actions of the Israeli government, as many people of goodwill, including many Jews, do every day, is not anti-Semitic. It's core free speech protected by the First Amendment. In branding it as anti-Semitism, his bill sets a new standard for cynical pandering. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.